This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Herb Lunden. He's the president of the Hudson Institute, and he will be a major figure at this weekend's rally in New York City to protest the suggested construction of an Islamic cultural center and mosque very near the site of where the Twin Towers once stood, but of course were brought down as a result of the work of Islamic radicals on 9/11 in 2001. So what will be the focal point of this protest, and what impact does he hope to have? And Herb, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
How did you get involved in this debate?
Well, I'm a resident of the local area. I was here when 9/11 occurred. I feel the pain and the suffering that has occurred when so many people lost their lives during that fateful day on 9/11/2001. But more importantly, we've suffered one humiliation after another. This hole in the ground has existed now for 9 years. We're starting to see signs of reconstruction. But then on top of it is the further humiliation of having a mosque built right near the edge of the World Trade Center site. And I think that it is in some ways a disgrace, because it demonstrates that we do not have any understanding or appreciation of the hallowed ground where so many people lost their lives 9 years ago.
And so what will you be saying at the protest on Sunday?
Well, what I'll be saying is that I think it's inappropriate. I'm not opposed to the building of mosques. We have 31 mosques in New York City. I would not be opposed to the construction of a mosque in the Bronx or Brooklyn or even in Manhattan. But a mosque right at the edge of the World Trade Center site demonstrates something about the insensitivity to this location. This location is very important. It's important in our history. Are you going to put up a Japanese restaurant next to the Arizona Memorial? I mean, it would be absurd to even think of it. And the same is true here. The radical Islamic faith was responsible for or inspired the people who were responsible for the death and destruction that occurred 9 years ago. Are we going to honor that radical sensibility by building a mosque so close to this World Trade Center site? It doesn't make any sense to me. And the adamance of the people who are in favor of this mosque, the feeling that you cannot change the site, that it must be in this location, clearly demonstrates to me that it's a provocative act. In fact, a compromise could easily be achieved. You could find the site somewhere uptown or somewhere else for that matter, but the people who are in favor of this continue to insist it must be in this site, roughly a block and a half from the World Trade Center. And that is the thing that's so upsetting about this. A compromise is not likely. And it's true that, of course, there are constitutional provisions that allow for the construction of the mosque. The question is not whether it can be done, but whether it should be done. And it seems to me it should not be done, largely because you are violating the sacred tradition that I think emerged in 9/11.
In addition to the site, I know a lot of folks are concerned about the imam behind this mosque, what he is not willing to say in terms of denouncing groups like Hamas, not willing to say where the money's coming from. Is it more for you about the location, or do the details behind the leader of this mosque also trouble you?
Well, they trouble me as well. I mean, you're quite obviously correct in asserting that he has not explained why he refuses to repudiate Hamas when Hamas is listed by our own State Department as a terrorist organization. It's also true he will not talk about where he's going to raise the money. It's outrageous that the State Department is providing the underwriting for Imam Araf to travel the globe in an effort to raise the $100 million for the mosque. But will that $100 million come from Saudi Arabia? Will it represent the Wahhabist faith, which seems very likely? And will that Wahhabist faith, which represents the most extreme elements of Islam, be ensconced in an area right near the World Trade Center site? These are questions that I think should be addressed and have not been addressed, either by the mayor of New York or by the imam himself. And I think that they raise very troubling questions.
Well, we're talking with Herb Lunden. He's the president of the Hudson Institute. And Herb, the president, of course, waded into this debate late last week with his comments at the Ramadan dinner at the White House. Then the next day in Florida, he tried to walk them back a bit, saying he was just trying to say that they had the right to do this, but wouldn't comment on the wisdom of whether or not they should do that. Why do you think he doesn't want to comment on the quote-unquote wisdom of it?
Well, obviously, he recognizes the political fallout. I mean, after the first statement, it was perfectly clear that he did endorse the construction of this mosque downtown. He even specifically made mention of the fact that it is a mosque in downtown Manhattan. So he did, in fact, provide an endorsement. The following day, he engaged in backpedaling because he recognized the political fallout. But there is no doubt that the president entered this fray very awkwardly. There's no question about the constitutional right that exists if people have private private property and you recognize the religious freedom that accompanies the First Amendment, you could say, sure, they can build a mosque. The question is not whether they can build it, whether they should build it, and whether they should build it on a site that is really right on the edge of the World Trade Center site itself. That is the real troubling matter. It's not a question of whether a mosque should be built. When Mayor Bloomberg, I think, very inappropriately called all of the opponents of the mosque bigots or words to that effect, he seems to be overlooking what is really at stake here. If the mayor felt so strongly about this matter, he would never have raised the word insensitivity. He said we should not be insensitive to the location. Well, why should you be sensitive or insensitive? The fact is, if there's merely a constitutional provision, as he indicates, then the sensitivity shouldn't exist at all. But he understands intuitively that there is something that's at stake that transcends the mere construction of a mosque. These are symbols and optics that are very important, and they stand in our history as exceedingly important because the provocative nature of this mosque and the way in which it is being constructed and the manner in which it is being imposed on New Yorkers suggests something about a desire to create a sense of triumphalism over the Islamic world and our civilization. And that is the part of the backdrop for this great controversy.
What type of distance do you think ought to be in place for this mosque? How far away from Ground Zero should it be?
Well, look, it could be several blocks. It could be, I don't know, 10 blocks, 15. That's not of any significance. The very fact that the people who are behind this project insist on its location, that it must be 1.5 blocks from the World Trade Center site on Park Place, that is what is so troubling. They refuse to consider any of the proposals that have been made by Governor Patterson, which by and large are quite reasonable. He said, look, let's look for an alternative. Let's see if we can find a site 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 blocks away. Anything that would take this away from the actual site of the World Trade Center. But again, there is no willingness to compromise, which suggests a good deal about the people who are behind this project.
Your protest again begins at 10:30 Sunday morning at the site of this proposed mosque. Right now, it's a former...
That is on Park Place right near Church Street. That is correct.
And at the end of the day, what do you hope to have accomplished?
Well, we want to raise the concern that I think New Yorkers have about this matter. If you look at the recent polls, approximately 61% to 63% of New Yorkers are opposed. So the large majority are very much opposed to the idea of the construction of this mosque near the World Trade Center site. But unfortunately, the community board voted 29-1 in favor of the mosque, and the mayor has been one of the ardent supporters of this project. And it seems to me that these people have to come to some understanding of what the political ramifications are going to be to its construction. We want the public to start to understand what is really at stake here. And as I've indicated, there is a willingness to compromise on our side, but there's an unwillingness to compromise on the other side.
Fierce debate, and it's only gotten fiercer in the last few days. Herb, thank you very much for being with us.
You're very welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too, sir. Herb London is president of the Hudson Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.